weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 88. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 61. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing rains and storms that we've seen across certain portions of the state of Kansas, drought conditions marginally get better around the state, which many experts, especially in the agricultural community, say is a good thing. As KWCH News reports that as of right now, 96% of the state of Kansas is still considered in a drought, with only 8% being in the exceptional range. Agricultural experts say that that's a good thing, as just a week prior, they say that 14% of the state was in that exceptionally drought condition, with many in the agricultural community saying that they're finally able to start putting crops into the ground for their springtime planting, although saying it has not helped much with the winter wheat crop harvest. Some of the worst drought-conditioned areas include the south central and southeastern corners of the state, including Wichita and west of, and moving into the central and northwestern central areas, including the city of Hays and the surrounding areas. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Shocker basketball has turned the page to a new era with head coach Paul Mills now at the helm. Coach Mills looks forward to continuing the winning tradition of Wichita State basketball and knows we have to do it together with your help. Join Shocker Nation in Charles Koch Arena for the 2023-24 season by purchasing your season tickets now. Call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS and join the fight for Wichita with head coach Paul Mills. That's 316-978-FANS.
An investigation is ongoing after what appears to be a murder-suicide that happened in Olathe, Kansas on Thursday last week after a mother and son were found dead in the area. KWCH News reports the welfare check happened around 4:30 on Thursday, finding a 36-year-old man dead with a gunshot wound and his mother, a 70-year-old woman, dead at the apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. According to the police, the two were living at a home in the 13100 block of South Brogham Drive, where they say there were no outstanding subjects in the incident, and is currently being investigated by the Olathe Police Department, with no other information being released. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has appointed Chief Rich Lockhart from the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department to be appointed to a Kansas commission that oversees law enforcement training across the state. WIBW reports that Lockhart will be head of the Commission on Peace Officers Standard and Training in the state. That include the approving of basic core training curriculum for all Kansas law enforcement and police officers, along with granting certification to all Kansas full-time and part-time officers.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Scotts Bluff High School has announced that they are creating a new athletics hall of fame for the school. As NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff reports that the high school is partnering with a committee made up of past graduates, coaches, and community members to select the first Hall of Fame class.
We have a lot of success that's gone through individually as well as team-wise, and I think it would mean a lot to our school for, as Jay mentioned, you know, the people in our community, past and present, some that have passed on, some that are still here, just to be able to recognize the work and the things that that have gone into our success and our programs. It's all about the people.
We know that the first year or two is going to be a larger number because we're going to, the committee's been talking a lot and working with as many people that have as much information as possible to find a lot of those athletes from a ways back.
Mid-America Network News.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Looking to get Boeing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super C, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington, we've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The sheriff, architect, and construction manager for the jail project met with Marshall County commissioners last week to discuss next steps regarding the proposed jail. Commissioner John Unger would like to look at other financing options and also asked for a cost estimate of the 2019 proposal for addition and renovation to the current facility, as well as a checklist of items that could not be implemented at the current location versus a new build on 11th Terrace. Architect and construction manager will work together to get an updated cost for the renovation slash addition. Lease purchase option was discussed. If the board would decide to pursue the lease purchase, an updated resolution would need to be passed, and this would allow for a 30-day protest period. There is an option to pursue adding a 0.25% sales tax, but this would require legislative action next spring. County does have the ability to implement a 0.5% sales tax. This would require approval by election. If the 0.5% sales tax would pass, the county would move forward to sell sales tax revenue bonds, and there would be some additional costs involved. The advisory team will meet again in 2 weeks after gathering more information. Commissioner Fritz Blasty asked city leaders throughout the county get together to discuss the project. County clerk has contacted cities to invite local government representatives to attend the commissioner's meeting. Washington County commissioners last week discussed damage to township roads during the oil spill cleanup. NextEra Energy will contribute funds toward repair of haul routes, but not others, including some dirt roads that saw increased truck traffic. Washington County Republican Central Committee chose Chase Brazel as recommendation to replace Susan Bruna as Register of Deeds upon her transfer to Clerk of a District Court. Brazel has worked as Deputy Register of Deeds since 2022 and was the only candidate for the position. Nomination goes to the Kansas governor for approval, and the post will be up at the next election. A delegation spoke of a fundraiser planned with fireworks July 7th. Commissioners gave the okay to shoot fireworks from the Washington County Fairgrounds. Dr. Larry Stoppel submitted his resignation from the hospital board as he's retiring and leaving the area. Gage County supervisors last week officially brought to conclusion payoff of the Beatrice 6 judgment, adopting a resolution to close the judgment with any future collections to the general fund. A resolution to transfer any opioid funds from the general fund into a newly created opioid fund was established as settlement terms dictate what funds may be used for. Solar regulations recently adopted were again discussed, and a motion to remove the moratorium on solar energy conversion permits was approved. Jonathan L. Esslinger, age 36, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Berean Church in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday, 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jonathan Esslinger.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And more showers possible throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain may linger early Wednesday morning, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. And clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. And another chance for some scattered showers throughout Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain showers on Friday, sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 67, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02.
You might buy some vegetables at a farmer's market this summer, but you may come home with a whole lot more. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 26th, the 177th day of the year. Actor Sean Hayes celebrates a birthday, and the Berlin airlift began on this day in 1948. In towns and villages across the country, Americans say they miss a sense of community that seems to have faded over the last few years. But here's some good news. One institution that cultivates that spirit is more popular than ever. The local farmers market. A University of Wisconsin professor says farmers markets play an important role in bringing disparate groups together, reconstituting public spaces, and fostering community spirit. Shoppers find a sense of connection not only to locally grown food, but also to one another. So if your community spirit needs a little boost, check out a farmer's market this summer. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Napa know-how.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, yesterday in college baseball in the World Series, we saw Florida take care of LSU 24-4 to now tie up the series. Both of them have a game apiece. So tonight there'll be one more game to decide who will be your champion in the men's college World Series of baseball. Well, since there's been a lot of buzz around Wichita State and the new basketball coach hires, they're going to have a special event for you so you can meet them on June 27th. At Wichita State at Charles Koch Arena. This event is free and will be a casual meet and greet opportunity to hear from new head coaches Paul Mills for the men's basketball and Terry Nooner for the women's basketball. Event starts at 7 p.m. The gates will open at 6:30. Well, Chiefs fans who were hoping to maybe go see Mahomes take on the Miami Dolphins in November got an email of their opportunity to try to buy tickets for the game in Germany. Those tickets will go on sale on June 27th at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya! Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Kansas City Royals were in action over the weekend as they finished up a series with the Rays. After picking up a win on Saturday 9-4, the Kansas City Royals come up just a little bit short yesterday as they lose to the Rays 3-1, and they split the series that they had with Tampa Bay. Next up will be the Guardians as the Royals will take them on tonight at 7:10. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs picked up another award this week as Rick Burkholder is one of the six new members enshrined into the National Athletic Trainers Association Hall of Fame. Burkholder is going into his 11th year with the Kansas City Chiefs and has constantly been recognized as one of the top athletic trainers in the NFL. Well, you'll be able to see former KU and K-State stars play against each other as the Toronto Raptors and the Brooklyn Nets will play each other in the G League Summer League. That's a look at your sports from the Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 senior baseball team fell in a doubleheader at Hiawatha this past Sunday, losing 4-5 and 3-8. Four games left for the boys in regular season. Next contest will be at home this Thursday versus Salina before a home game next Sunday versus Sabetha. Full schedule for both junior and senior Legion can be found on KNDYRadio.com.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, Rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtollumber.com or visit either location today.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Abnormally red leaves and stems, deformed leaves, and fine twiggy growth may mean the rose rosette virus has infected your rose plant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A very tiny mite spreads the disease from infected to healthy rose plants. Controlling the mites with horticulture oil and insecticidal soap can help reduce the risk. The invasive multiflora rose is highly susceptible, and its presence in or near ornamental rose plantings has helped spread the disease. Eliminate multiflora roses within 100 yards of your landscape if possible. Remove infected roses immediately to reduce the spread of the disease to your healthy plants. Use a variety of plants properly spaced to reduce the risk of insect and disease problems. You can replace infected plants immediately with non-susceptible plants, or wait until all the diseased plant debris, roots and all, have been removed if using roses. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Of those who signed the Declaration of Independence, this man was the only one to sign more than just his name. He had plenty of reasons not to sign the document, yet his support for the cause was one the new country would remember to the very day he passed. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
You get the local news, and weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
As Roman Catholics, the Carroll family was not allowed to worship in public, vote, or hold public office in the colony of Maryland from 1718 to 1774. But Hank Schaub says that didn't stop Charles Carroll of Carrollton from championing the cause of the colonies for their independence.
He was a patriot. There's no question about it. He believed that this country had to become independent. Although, as a businessman, he was a very, very astute. He bought stock in the shares in the Bank of England, even before the Revolutionary War, as a safeguard, I think, as part of some of his fortune.
Carroll was one of the wealthiest landowners in the colonies. He had much to lose from signing the document.
So it's interesting when you look at all the signers of the independence, that their name is there, just their name is there, and his name is there, Charles Carroll of Carrollton. And one of the patriots there said when he signed his name, he indicated, there goes his fortune, because they all knew that if this failed, they would be traitors, probably be imprisoned or hung and lost all their lands.
Carroll was the only Catholic signer of the Declaration. He was also the last of the patriots to pass.
He died at the age of 95. He was the last surviving signer of the Declaration of Independence. What is interesting, he was so well known throughout the country. The South Carolina Convention wore mourning for 3 weeks, Congress for 3 months, an honor previously accorded only to Washington.
The offices of the United States of America, the offices of the United States of America, were closed for a day in honor of Carroll. His home is open to visitors yet today. Traveling the countryside in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
Dragonflies are charming insects to watch. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With their brilliant colors and transparent wings, you can't help but be transfixed by their movement over water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A lot of dragonflies at the lake near our house. I love to watch them hover and dart around, but they used to scare the kids. They're large insects, and those long abdomens do look menacing. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says there's no need to be afraid of dragonflies. They don't bite, sting, or cause any harm to humans. However, small insects don't stand a chance.
In fact, they're probably the best mosquito control you can have in terms of picking adult mosquitoes out of the air and feeding on them. Every now and then around some neighborhoods, there'll just be a swarm of dragonflies all flying around. And people get concerned about that and think there's something wrong and they need to do something about it. And we tell them, nope, they're probably there because there's food for them and that's something you want.
Adult dragonflies hunt only on warm, sunny days. They fly in a pattern back and forth over the water up to speeds of 30 miles per hour. They scoop small insects from the air using their spiny front legs that are held like a basket under the mouth. It would be very beneficial to have dragonflies patrolling your backyard, but Holscher says it's difficult to attract them.
You're going to find them in areas where obviously they have water to reproduce in, a constant source of water. It can't just be a temporary puddle or a pool or anything like that. So anywhere where you have a pond, a lake, any type of water source like that, you're probably going to have them. And then along with that, at least with the adults, there's got to be an abundance of food for them.
Dragonflies are sensitive to pollution, so their presence may be a sign of a healthy ecosystem. However, they're a hardy insect. According to fossil records, dragonflies have remained unchanged for millions of years, even predating the dinosaurs. Learn more about the beautiful dragonfly at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
We are traveling in the footsteps.
The saints.
Oh, when the saints
go marching in.
Go marching in.
Oh, when the saints
go marching in. Sounds a call.
Did you know that being grateful can be good for your health and well-being? Recent studies have shown that people who practice gratitude have less stress, more joy, and they're more resilient.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
Here's the most interesting finding from these studies. Being grateful can make you feel more compassionate and generous. It's not surprising, actually, when you think about this Bible verse. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, I think the hardest time to be grateful is when things aren't going your way. But it can make a big difference in your attitude. Maybe your car's in the shop and you have to take the bus to get to work. Instead of focusing on the expensive repairs, think about the new people you'll meet on your commute. Maybe God has a divine appointment lined up for you. Be grateful for this gift. So live a life filled with gratitude. It will help you be more content, confident, and generous.
Hanover days of 49 are June 29th, 30th, and July 1st, with Land All Night featuring free rides on the Midway, featuring Moore's Amusements, compliments of Land All Company Thursday evening. Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes will perform. Friday, the Tractor Show begins at noon. First of two big parades at 6:30. They'll have a cornhole tournament, kids pedal pull. The Koopman Combo and Luke Christensen will perform live as well. Tractor Show continues Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30, and it's the Joker Band plus fireworks after dark. Moore's Carnival and food all three nights. The days of 49, June 29th, 30th, and July 1st.
Ensuring accountability for livestock production claims. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Some food labeling claims are not that easy to verify, and the USDA is looking to keep food producers honest. Sandra Eskin is Deputy Undersecretary for Food Safety.
Raised without antibiotics, no antibiotics ever, etc. There was a study done last year and published in the journal Science that tested animals, tested cattle destined for the raised without antibiotics market, and in fact, they found antibiotics in their systems.
As a result, says Eskin,
we are doing our own testing to see if we get similar results. If we do, then we have a number of options to consider going forward and to better ensure that these, in fact, are truthful claims.
Claims like grass-fed or antibiotics-free are not tightly regulated, but Eskin suggests that could change.
We can also take what we're doing now, which is just an experimental sampling project, and turn it into a regular verification program where we test cattle in this context for products labeled raised without antibiotics or similar claims and make sure that, in fact, it's true.
Eskin says USDA recommends producers use third-party verification of their product claims. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, June the 26th. I'm Jeff Aitken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the U.S. House passed by voice vote a bill to implement the U.S. Taiwan Initiative on 21st Century Trade. A first phase trade framework expected to lead to talks on ag and other trade. Now, the bill highlights a rare nexus between U.S. trade and strategic interests with Taiwan, a bulwark against China and America's eighth largest trading partner in 2021 and seventh biggest in ag purchases last year. House Ways and Means Chair Jason Smith.
The Chinese Communist Party will not intimidate the United States from deepening our relationship with Taiwan.
Including a second phase of talks with Taipei that's expected to include ag.
Taiwan is the seventh largest export market for Washington farmers and a partner in developing the semiconductor chips that drive our economy.
Taiwan bought nearly $4.5 billion in U.S. farm goods last year, led by soybeans, beef, wheat, poultry, and corn, but still lags in pork buys, a long-running trade irritant with the U.S. Meantime, in a rebuke to President Biden, the bipartisan House-Senate resolution conditions further deals with on congressional approval after the White House struck the initial deal on its own. Minority Democrats agreed with the bill's dual purpose, Illinois' Brad Schneider.
It is critical that Congress act to support the first trade agreement with Taiwan and ensure that future trade agreements are subject to a congressional approval process.
And here's your humidity report for the state of Kansas. You can expect humidity levels to be at 44% in the southwest part of the state, northwest 42%, central 33%, south central 30%, and east northeast 38%. I'm Jeff Aiken.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Hay fields are ready to cut. Toxic weeds can sneak in, so know exactly what you're baling to avoid poisoning your livestock on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Aren't palatable to livestock, and they'll avoid them in a pasture if there's adequate forage. However, if a toxic weed ends up in hay, the animals can't easily tell dried weeds from beneficial forage. Ingestion can make them sick or even cause death. Krishna Martinson is an equine specialist with the University of Minnesota. She says some weeds retain their toxicity when dry, others don't. Wild parsnip and poison hemlock are common toxic weeds, and there are dozens of others depending on where you live. Protect your animals with good forage management.
You are keeping track of that soil fertility. You are keeping track of the pH. You have a regular mowing or a regular grazing schedule. And a pasture setting, you're not overgrazing. That turf is quite competitive against weeds. And if you manage it well, you shouldn't have a huge weed problem.
Martinson suggests walking around your hay field and scouting for weeds every time you cut. Know the soil conditions they thrive in and avoid those areas.
A lot of these poisonous plants, with the exception of wild parsnip and horylissum, usually tend to like to be in a shaded or a bit of a wet area. And where that becomes a problem is during a drought year, when people start baling up sloughs or ditches or maybe other areas that would be too wet in a normal year and aren't normally a managed hay field. That's when we see a lot of problems.
Symptoms of weed poisoning depends on the animal, the plant ingested, and how much was ingested. Call your veterinarian if you suspect the animal has eaten a toxic plant. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for avoiding poisonous weeds in hay at agriculture.com.
You work hard to provide for yourself and your family, but should the unexpected happen, you need to ensure that you and your belongings are adequately protected. Our agents will conduct a risk assessment for your unique situation and make recommendations that fit your personal needs. Plus, you can count on a local professional who is trustworthy, reliable, and accessible. At Alliance Insurance, we specialize in personal and commercial insurance lines, surety, and bonding. We help our clients protect their people and their business with the best products in the industry with the personal touch of a local agent. Stop in at 709 Broadway, downtown Marysville, or give us a call at 785-562-2393 to visit with one of our local agents.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is one of those days that's been influenced by weather and the failed coup in Russia over the weekend. Right now, in July, corn up 7 3/4 at 638.5. September corn, though, down 6.5 at 578 3/4. Kansas City wheat for July up 3 1/4 at 862 1/4. Kansas City wheat for September 864 1/4. Now that's up 2.5 currently. Looking at oats for July, 388 3/4. That's up 3 1/4. September oats at 405 1/2. That's up 5 right now. Taking a look at soybeans for July, $15.15 is your current price. That's up 20.5. August soybeans up 15 at $14.19. Cotton for July, $80.55, and that's up $2.49. October cotton, though, down $3 at $76.83. Live cattle for June right now, $177.97. That's up 47.5 cents. Live cattle for August, 171.32.5. That's up 55 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 234.57.5. And that's up 62.5 cents. September feeder cattle, 238.25. That's up 55 cents. Let's look at oil real quick for you. Crude oil for August, 69.95. That's up 79 cents. And crude oil for September at $70.08. That's up 76 cents right now. Gold for June sitting at $19.24.30 currently. That's up $5.20. August gold at $19.33.30. And that's up $3.70. And taking a look at Wall Street, the Dow is up 49. S&P down 9. NASDAQ down 156. That's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want.
Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyX4.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today, only for Rusty X Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty X Ford and RustyX4.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty X Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As wheat harvest is taking place, thinking about what equipment and machinery is being used can be valuable to make sure producers get the most from their crop. K-State Extension agronomist Lucas Haig mentions new options, but also discusses what producers should think about adjusting on their usual machinery. There are many different pieces of equipment that could be used for this harvest.
You know, one of the things we've talked about is we've got some alternative technologies out there, header technologies that we can use. So stripper heads, drapers and flex drapers, and then also the use of air reels are three things that we can look at to help in these situations where you've got short, thin wheat to harvest.
He says there are a few modifications that could be done to a conventional header to help reduce loss.
Well, obviously, we want to adjust the reel as tight as possible as we can to aid in that conveyance material by adding some rubber belting or other material to the bats of the reel. If you're having heads that are being flipped out from the top of the auger, you can add a small strip of angle iron behind and below the feed auger to kind of help with material conveyance. Basically, because we have so little material in there, give another backing surface to help that material push against and move against until it feeds into the machine. That's something that can be done. And again, sickles and guards are going to be really important as well, because we just don't have a lot of material. These thin stands, we don't have a lot of material pushing things to the bottom of that V between the sickle and the guard to assist in cutting.
Changing settings in the combine can be another way to help get as high of yield as possible.
You know, a combine, in terms of how you're used to setting that machine and a combine's responsiveness to change in settings, is going to be quite a bit different. So if we think about in a more typical year, we've got a lot more material moving through that machine, material other than grain or mog, and that kind of adds an overall dampening effect. And so if you think about how responsive a combine is going to be to changes in rotor speed or cylinder speed, changes in concave clearance, it's going to be much more reactive to those changes in settings simply because we don't have all that material in the machine kind of dampening the effects there. Even with this thin crop, typically our concave clearances might not change that much, but we may need to add some blanking plates to improve separation. We may need to reduce our fan speeds because we're simply not running as much material through the machine. And as always, we always recommend, of course, producers do some kill stops in the field and actually be able to take a look at where material is in that machine and what the losses are behind the combine.
That was K-State Extension agronomist Lucas Haig on things wheat producers should consider for wheat harvest. While the thin crop is not desirable, Haig shares ways to help get the most from what they have. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer, and that June is National Dairy Month from Oldie Dairy Farms. Family owned and operated since 1955. Strengthening lives through ag production with Oldie Family Farms. Washington Veterinary Clinic. Providing the best quality and preventive care for your pets and livestock for over 60 years. A.J. Smith's Dairy of Axel. A family owned farm for over 30 years. Thank a dairy farmer today during National Dairy Month. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.